Hey y'all, I'm Casey Bell of the Google Teacher Tribe podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 123 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from my car on my way back from having breakfast with a friend from high school. It's kind of nice during break, you know, to get to do stuff like that. So, I wanted to remind you that the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit is still going on as of the publication of this recording. It's a free online conference for teachers that we do every year. Lots of great video presentations. You can get certificates of completion for professional development credit, and you can get registered for it and start listening and watching right away at ditchsummit.com. Now, just recently, within the last few days, my video presentation in the Ditch Summit just went live, and I was talking about my new, yet-to-be-published book, as of the recording of this anyway, called Tech Like a Pirate, where I'm talking about ways that we can use technology to, you know, really create an experience, grab students' attention, really make learning memorable. And technology can help us do that. And during my presentation, there was one real simple thing that I suggested that a lot of people seem to notice and tweet about, so I thought I'd mention it here. And it has to do with memes. I bet you've probably seen memes before. You know, memes are those pictures that you will see out on the web and in social media and everything, and they'll have a little line of white text on them, sometimes at the top, sometimes at the bottom, sometimes both, and just in a few short words and the picture that's displayed with it, you can really go a long way to expressing how you feel or what you want to say. And I talked about how it's super, super easy to create your own memes. Now, there are meme generators all over the place. Lots of websites where you can make your own memes, and they help you to do it. The problem is that a lot of them will not come through the they won't come through the the internet firewall or the internet filter. That's what I was reaching for. So, if you want a really easy way to be able to create those memes, I'm going to suggest that you do it with Google Drawings. So here's kind of the idea. You pull up Google Drawings, which you can find at drawings.google.com. If you use Google Drive and you hit the new button in the top left of Google Drive, there's a little drop-down menu, and then there's a spot at the bottom that says more, and Google Drawings is there. And so what you can do from there is you can add an image to that Google drawing and just make it as big as the canvas size, and then add some white text on top of it. So you just, you know, add a text box, highlight the text, and you want to change it to the font Impact. Impact is that, you know, like typical meme font that you see on lots of things. You change that to white and Impact, and you make it bigger, and you can put that text right on top, and it basically creates the kind of meme that you would find online. So that's pretty easy to do. So your question now may be, how does this actually fit in class now that I know how to make a meme? Well, if you can find images that relate to your content, and if your students are able to make little witty, pithy comments that go along with those images, it does a couple of things. One is, it definitely does teach brevity. Can you get the essence of what you've learned or what you're studying? Can you get the essence of it across in just a few words? There's one thing to be said about writing as many words as possible, you know, trying to fill out a 3 or 5 page paper. but to be able to get an idea across in just a few words can be tricky. So there's a challenge in that. And the other one is the witty and pithy part. You know, if you're able to get to the essence of what it is that's going on, and you can see, you know, either what's funny or what's unique or unusual about it and express it in a meme, you know, that is the kind of demonstration of learning that can be done in a few words, but can really show how deeply students understand it. Plus, they're a lot of fun to go look at after you're done, too. So you've got all of that. So that's a real quick and easy way to be able to use a little piece of technology, you know, to teach some important skills, to get some content across, and to have a good time doing it. So anyway, if you want to watch that video all the way up until January 8th, 2020, those are going to be available. You can go to ditchsummit.com or... of course, you can keep an eye out for my upcoming book, Tech Like a Pirate, which is going to be available in the spring of 2020. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss it, you can always sign up for my email newsletter at ditchthattextbook.com. So, hope that's useful to you. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.